thinking correctly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Thinking correctly. What is thinking correctly? All of us think that we always think correctly. We always think that we are doing the right thing. We think that we are the right type of minds, the right type of attitudes, the right type of being. But are we? Truly, are we the right type of being? Are we the kind of being that we would tell to our children, to our grandchildren? Are we the kind of being we would tell to our parents, we tell to our spouse? Are we the kind of being that we would tell to the world, hey, look, here I am? And would be the kind of being that would make us happy? Do we think correctly? Are we always living with a positive mental attitude? Are we always living with an idea in our mind that we are here for a grand and glorious purpose, and that is to be ourselves and have fun? My, how we've played with that. Be ourselves and have fun. Are we thinking correctly about that? Oh, we want to do our own thing. We want to run our own show. We want to do it regardless of anybody else's opinion, anybody else's thoughts, or anybody else's desire. We want to do our own thing. And in doing our own things, we sometimes walk over other people. We sometimes make other people wonder, hey, did that person really realize that they're a member of this group? That they're a member of this family? They're a member of the world? Yeah. Our thinking sometimes takes us away from being a member. Well, if taking us away from being a member is taking us toward our divinity, well, that's not too bad. But how does taking us away from whatever we're doing, being the member of the group, and being our divinity, how do those things work in conjunction to one another? How do they work in dialectic to one another? How do they work? How does it work that we are walking in our divine path and doing our thing, personal thing that makes us happy, and it doesn't make the world happy? For instance, we like to wear dirty clothes, and we look slovenly as we walk around with our ragged, dirty clothes. We have good clothes, but we like the worn clothes because they feel comfortable. We feel we can do anything in them, and we don't have to worry about hurting them. Now, society likes to have us looking nice. It likes to have us looking presentable. It likes to have us respect ourselves. Now, do we really respect ourselves when we go around with slovenly clothing? Do we really respect ourselves when we go around sort of irrespective of what we are wearing and wearing things that are not nice looking? Well, if we're not with other people, if we're working in our garden, or if we're working in the yard, or if we're at home and just being casual, we're allowed to do those things. But when we go to the store, when we go to the market, and we're wearing casual clothing, it's become more and more acceptable. But have you ever noticed when you go to the market and you look around and you see other people there, who are the people that you feel the best about? You feel the best about people who have pride in themselves, who have concern that they look nice. Not that they look better than anybody else, but they just look nice. Does the woman push her hair off to one side so it's comfortably on her head? Does she allow it drag down over her face so it looks rather fetching, rather casual? Well, that's fine. There's a time and place for that, but when you're in the market, when you're in public, you want yourself to look nice. At least, that would be presumed. If you're a member of society, you want yourself to look nice. But I want to be myself and have fun. Well, is being yourself and having fun, not being concerned about your appearance, not being concerned that you are a fine-looking person, that you have respect for yourself, that you have concern that you look good. Well, Herb, you're putting too much attention on the outer. Well, all right, let's take the inner then. What sort of inner attitude do I have? Do I have an inner attitude that I like me? Do I have an inner attitude that I think this world is wonderful? Do I have an inner attitude that everywhere I go I find happy, bubbly people who are just fantastic? Oh, come on, Herb, get off it. The world's not like that. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. When I'm thinking correctly, the world is exactly like that. The world is exactly like what I'm thinking about myself, how I'm being myself and having fun. The world is exactly a reflection of what it is that I believe about myself. Now, when I believe about myself, I have nice-looking shoes, I have a nice-looking pair of trousers, I have a nice shirt, I have a nice cap on if I'm wearing one, or that my hair is combed or that I'm shaved. I don't go around with a day's growth of shave on my face, but do we? Sometimes we do. When we're at home, we allow ourselves a privilege of doing that occasionally, but when we're in public, it's not acceptable. But nowadays, the day beard on a man is quite common and quite dignified and quite accepted. Well, no, it isn't. The person who has that knows that he didn't shave. The rest of the community know that he didn't care enough to shave in the morning when he got up. He didn't tend to himself like he could have. If you're a woman, she didn't comb her hair and have it all looking very beautifully and have it lovely groomed and properly placed. We have one woman, she's in her late 80s, and as she combs her hair and has her hair, she looks lovely. Every time she takes a few minutes in the morning and brushes her hair, not just a lick and a promise, but a loving brush. She's brushing it gently so that all the hair just sort of becomes magic. It's not a matter of washing it all the time, but it's a matter of brushing it and caring for it and loving it and knowing that it is beautiful. And every time we see her come to the table, every time we see her walking around, we think, what a lovely head of hair she has. What a lovely haircut she has. And really, it's nothing more than what she always does. It's nothing more than what she is. She likes her hair. And so she gives it a little bit of a lilt. And when you say, my, your hair looks lovely, a flash of color and magic comes across your face that says, yes, it is nice, isn't it? Yeah, I do have nice hair, yes, and I take good care of it, and I'm so happy with it. And what about the rest of our body? If we were to say our complexion is absolutely wonderful, oh, I have the nicest complexion, I have a beautiful complexion, well, we would have it. But no, we're looking for pimples, we're looking for imperfections in our complexion, and we're finding it. Don't look for it. Look for the purity, look for the goodness. Look for it in yourself and in others. Not sincerely looking necessarily, but that's all you see, is the perfection, is the you're thinking correctly. And oh my, our correct thinking brings us such wonderful rewards. Our correct thinking brings us such wonderful experiences that it's just unbelievable. We live in a fabulous, wonderful world. A world where everything is going in a divine way. And we are very happy about it. But it's up to us to know how we're going to do that. It's not a matter of going against what society says. It's not a matter of going for what society says. We can be a pace setter. We can be a pace setter. When we go to town, we always wear our nice clothing. We don't wear the casual clothing, our beat-up Levi's and our worn-out shirts and so forth. We wear nice clothing. We wear a nice pair of shoes. It might be go-aheads. It might be Crocs. It might be normal shoes. It could be anything, but they're clean and they're nice. We care about them. It's not that we have to have dress shoes every time we go somewhere. It's that we dress our shoes. We clean them. We wash them. We prepare them so it looks like we care about them. And we wear a clean pair of socks, and we wear clean underwear, and we wear clean clothing. And it's not a matter it has to be the best or the newest, but it's clean and well cared for. It's like we are well cared for. We are thinking correctly about ourselves and our world, and our world reflects that back to us. Now, wherever we go, people will tend to us easily. You can tell if you like yourself and if you're properly dressed, because the clerks in the store eagerly wait on you. If you're not properly dressed, if you're not properly in charge of yourself, the clerks look askant at you and say, "I wonder if they can afford to buy what they want to buy." And they don't wait on you. Well, is that the type of response you want? Well, they should wait on everybody. It's not a matter that they should do anything. It's a matter that you go in there and you are a presentable person. You like yourself. You are being yourself and having fun, and they know it. And they love to be with you. They love to laugh in your presence. As Ellen was saying the other day, they went into Trader Joe's and everybody was laughing. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was having some happy thought in their mind and their attitude. And the whole store was just a bubble of laughter. And she said, "I just go into the store just to be in the presence of all that laughter and all that joy." You can be that laughter and joy wherever you go. When you're thinking correctly, you're thinking happy thoughts. You're thinking laughter. You're thinking joy. You're thinking bubbles. You're thinking everything is beautiful. Thinking correctly is really something very special and very wonderful. It's something that we can all do, and we do do. It's something that makes our life rich and rewarding and delightful and very, very happy. Are you ready to live such a wonderful life? Are you ready to enjoy such a wonderful experience? Well, it's just a matter of thinking correctly, and we can all do that. And we can be members of society and be ourselves and have fun. We can be the pace setter, not in the slovenly way, but in the beautiful, caring way. We like ourselves, and we like what we wear, and we like what's on our face. We like the smile that we carry. We like the positive attitudes that we carry. We like all those beautiful things. We like that in others. And so, most certainly, we want to like it in ourselves. And as we like it in ourselves, we are thinking correctly. As we like it in ourselves, we are living a harmonious, joyful, beautiful, happy, and rewarding life. This is your gift to yourself. And it starts right now, and it will continue forever and ever. Thinking correctly is something easy to do, but it takes just a little bit of thought sometimes. Am I thinking correctly? Do I look nice? Do I care about myself? Does the rest of the world care about me because I care about me? Oh, indeed it does. Indeed it does. And that's just who we are. And it's pretty wonderful, isn't it? Have a lovely day. And in every way, think correctly about all of life. And in that way, you're being yourself and having fun in the most magnificent way possible. I love you. I love you. I love you.